Area schools are doing okay. Most of them fall somewhere in the middle or better than average range of the state's new school evaluation system. Some of them received the top rating for this year, but a few are at the bottom.
Those schools aren't being crushed by some sort of state-imposed consequences, but we just weren't allowed to create a separate system for them.
That's Eric Fry, a spokesman with the Alaska Department of Education and Early Development. He says that some alternative schools, like the Ketchikan Regional Youth Facility or the Craig Alternative School that received 1 out of a possible 5 stars under the new system, were bound to receive the ratings they did because of the nature of their school population. Fry told KRBD that ASPI is still constrained by federal regulations under the No Child Left Behind Act, despite the state's efforts to build a different system. Deed would like to have a separate evaluation program for alternative schools, which take in students who don't fit in with traditional institutions. But the federal government only allows 1 rating system for all schools. Despite that, Fry says local populations should understand that an alternative school receiving 1 star doesn't necessarily reflect on the quality of the institution.
If the public is educated about the nature of the school, then the local public shouldn't look down on a 1-star school if it's dealing with, you know, some of the most struggling students.
ASPI differs from No Child Left Behind in that it uses a variety of factors to grade schools on a scale, rather than on a simple pass-fail basis, taking into account graduation and attendance rates, test scores, and the rate of improvement. Schools are given a rating from 0 to 100. That number can then be translated into 1 of 5 stars, with 5 as the best. Those with 3 stars or fewer are required to devise an improvement plan. A number of schools in the area fall into that category. For example, Metlakatla High School, Ketchikan Charter School, and Klawak City School. Craig School District Superintendent Jack Walsh says a system that rates schools in this way is unwise. In the instance of the Craig Alternative School, which received 1 star, he believes it will unfairly stigmatize the institution.
Many of these kids might have been dropouts, or we might have lost in other ways in their system, and now we're asking them to go to a school that has a 1-star rating. And, you know, again, it's just like hotels or anything else. Rarely do people want to go search out places that have 1 star and think that that's the best place to be.
Schools with 3 or fewer stars under the new system will be assigned a liaison from the state to monitor improvement. In some cases, a coach hired as a contractor by the state will be sent to schools with lower ratings. Those coaches work with school administrators and teachers for a week, devising strategies to improve performance. Deed Assistant Commissioner Les Morse notes that the new system isn't devised to punish schools with lower ratings. The objective is to locate and diagnose problems and then devise a specific plan for individual schools that need support.
Rather than having a blanket set of consequences that may or may not work, the consequences actually apply to where the weakness is after the problem is truly diagnosed. So it's not that we let go of all consequences. We just realize that you can't have a one-size-fits-all list of consequences. It has to be based on what that school needs, and then that should be reflected in the improvement plan.
The new rating system was devised because Alaska's application for exemption from the No Child Left Behind Act was approved. In Ketchikan, I'm Sean Carlson.